If only. How many times have I wondered, if only I had done this, things would have been different. Psalm 81 seems to be one of those if only psalms. After inviting us to praise our God with our most cheerful music and merry instruments, especially on high feast days, the psalmist, verse 6, gives the microphone over to God, who briefly recalls when he brought people out of Egypt, hearing and helping them when the storms of life fell upon them. In verse 9, God renews his covenant with Israel, but only on the condition that Israel follow his ways and worship no other gods. Verse 11, I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And then the wonderful promise for the future. Open thy mouth wide, and I shall fill it. But in verse 12, the music changes, reflecting God's sorrow as people do not heed his voice. Verse 13, God essentially gives up on them. And then with verses 14 and 15, we have that if only moment. If only my people would have hearkened unto me. If only Israel had walked in my ways. The psalmist concludes by expressing regret that Israel continues to refuse this good deal from Yahweh. If only.